The mob was going crazy. We tried to set up this little cordon. We got a couple other guys in there to make like a bubble. And they'd found a couple of the guys that they were there to arrest. But at this point, this mob was getting just completely out of control. Guys were breaking our lines, coming in, throwing punches and stuff like that. So I'm trying to hold my line. I'm turning around. There's Marines, you know, fist fighting with guys that had broke through our perimeter and stuff like that, trying to pull. So we had a couple of the prisoners, you know, handcuffed, and they're trying to pull these prisoners out. And I remember Corporal Kitchens had two Iraqi guys, like over two guys. He had the prisoner, and they'd jumped on his back. And he's an old grunt from back in the Gulf War that had reenlisted. He turned around, had two of these Iraqis over top of a car, you know, pushing them down. So we were like, we got to get out of here. You know, this is getting real bad, real quick. There's another one of the Marines was, but they did. The problem is they didn't have any weapons. And the guys that started throwing the rocks had already disappeared. So it's more just like mob mentality now. So you can't just fire at someone who's unarmed. So instead we're sitting here fist fighting, you know, people. I see a guy jump on another Marine's back, and I had this screwdriver beside my pistol that I'd used to, we had this ghetto microwave or whatever, so I used it to turn the microwave on. And I remember thinking, I'm about to stab this guy because he's choking one of my Marines with a screwdriver. Because I can't shoot him, or I'm scared to shoot him. Like, I feel like I'm justified in shooting someone who's choking a Marine on his back, but I don't know. There's a lot of repercussions that could come from that. You know how, JAG lawyers are. So I'm like, well, if it's hand-to-hand combat, I can always elevate one more above them. So I'm like, I can't find my knife. I'm going to stab this guy with a screwdriver. He flung him off. We got the guys snatched up. One of the worst parts was the women too. Most of the men are more fearful of you because you can put your rifle in their chest. You can push them back with your rifle and hit them with the muzzle of your rifle and be like, look, I'm, you know, it's real deal right now. Don't be coming in here. Quit throwing rocks. We got to arrest these guys. But the women feel like they're untouchable. Like you can't touch them. So they're just running through. A woman faints, then the mob gets real crazy because they think we hurt her or something like that. So we finally get a couple of these guys, snatch them up, and we just drag them out, and we're heading towards the exit of this refugee camp as fast as we can. And all this probably took place within probably, you know, 15-20 minutes, even though it felt like, you know, an hour that I was in there. And we got most of them arrested that needed to be arrested for whatever reasons, gave them to the Iraqi police, turned them over to them, and we drove away, took them to jail, and went back to our base. And that was the refugee riot.